not Jackson, though, is it? Frederick has a team again.
MLB draft league. Yeah, they had a day game last week, so we can remain down there. All the waiters at work.
Why not?
I went out down too. They had 7 or 7 double hitters out there a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Went down to Reading a couple weeks ago. They had a day game. I got nothing else to do, so I go.
Sounds like fun.
It was.
They were delayed 2.5 hours, Stephen Starr. I'm sorry, what? Yes, he will. He wants 5 tickets. Yes, family. I don't care. Today was Dooley Day there. Dooley Day? Dooley Day? Today is Dooley Day in Reading. Dooley. Dooley barbecue afternoon of hanging out. Then everybody goes their respective ways and does games or doesn't do games. Well, he's in Reading. Well, he's coming here. He'll be here when they're here, whenever they're here. I don't know when they're here. Maybe they don't come here. They don't.
Hartford's not here.
Nope. Hartford does not come here. Maybe tomorrow is Dooley Day. Tomorrow is, not today. I'm thinking about going over to Reading tomorrow and seeing him. I don't know.
Thank you.
The sun is shining, and the temperatures in the low 80s. A nice crowd forming on this Wednesday night as the Harrisburg Senators and Binghamton Rumble Ponies, the AA affiliate of the New York Mets, get set for game two of this six-game series in about 12 or 13 minutes. We had a couple of rain showers earlier. There was a chance for some rain this evening and more storms, but I think those have gone around us or dissipated. And right now it is bright blue sunshine out on the field and really turning into a terrific night after last night wasn't so terrific, except on the field where the Senators came out on top by a final score of 7-3. So beginning play this evening, the Senators are 32-32, looking to move back over 500 and win for a second straight day over the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, while the Rumble Ponies are 42-20, 22 games clear of 500, and they are already the Northeast Division first half champions, having wrapped that up last weekend. Tonight on the mound for the Senators, it's right-hander Bryce Conley, and he is right now loosening up out in the right field bullpen. And for the Rumble Ponies, it is right-hander Jack Winninger, and he is getting ready to head to the bullpen and begin his pregame preparations. Along with Frankie Varnowski, I'm Terry Byra, Matthew Vargo back in the studio. We'll bring you all the action tonight. Frankie and I with the play-by-play, Matthew with the postgame. All that's later. Up next, we'll take a look at the Ashley Home Store Major League schedule and the Eastern League scoreboard right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store. Let's take a look at the Ashley Home Store Major League scoreboard quickly. Colorado is at Washington at 6:45, that schedule. Boston is on top of Seattle, 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Then Philadelphia is at Miami at 6:40. We'll just look at the games of the teams in the area. Baltimore's at Tampa Bay at 7:35, and the Mets are in Atlanta at 7:15. Couple of games, three postponed. Pittsburgh at Detroit, St. Louis at the White Sox, and Milwaukee at Chicago. I'm going to risk this right now. Take a 3-minute timeout, Matthew. Take 3 minutes and be back with the starting lineups next on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store. Well, now let's take a look at the Zero Day Brewing starting lineups. Visit their tap room on 3rd Street in Harrisburg or get a zero-day draft during your next visit to FNB Field. For Binghamton, leading off and at shortstop, Jet Williams batting second. And in center field, Nick Morabito batting third. And at first base, Ryan Clifford batting fourth. And at third base, Nick LaRusso hitting fifth. And in right field, DeAndre Smith batting sixth. The DH, Kevin Parada hitting seventh. And in left field, Alex Ramirez batting eighth. And doing the catching is Matt O'Neill and hitting ninth. And at second base is Wyatt Young. And again on the mound is Jack Winninger. He is loosening up out in the left field bullpen. For the Senators, leading off in a shortstop, Seaver King batting second. And in left field is Philip Glasser batting third. And at third base, Paul DeYoung here on a rehab. Carlos De La Cruz bats fourth and in right field hitting fifth. And at first base, Murphy Staley batting sixth. The DH, Joe Naranjo, hitting seventh. And at second base, Caden Wallace batting eighth and catching, Max Romero Jr. and hitting ninth. And in center field, it is Jared McKenzie. And again, right-hander Bryce Conley is on the mound. Senators have taken the field, and we are now just moments away from our national anthem as it begins as I say that. So I'll step aside. Be back with the first pitch here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Before we get to the conservators, the first thing to do, step with John Field, with a play ball kid, currently presented by the State Children's Hospital.
Getting ready for baseball to start this evening. Bryce Conley is out on the mound going through his warm-up tosses. Well, not yet. I think he needed a rosin bag, and they're looking for a rosin bag. He couldn't find one. And so now he has hit the top of the mountain and is ready to take his warm-up tosses. Defensively for the Senators behind Bryce Conley, it is Glasser in left, McKenzie in center, De La Cruz in right. Staley at first, Wallace is at second. King's at short, Young is at third, and Romero is behind the plate. Much, much nicer than it was last night. Not really even close to comparable right now. 82 degrees and bright sunshine. Bryce Conley making his seventh start since joining the Senators. He has a 2.87 earned run average. In his start last week against Chesapeake, he went five innings and allowed two earned runs, five hits. He struck out three and he walked two. That was on the 13th. Senators in their red tops with the white pants, Binghamton in their gray pants, and dark blue tops with white piping down the front and numbers on the front. Right-handed hitting, Jet Williams stands in. Conley into the windup, and the first pitch is fouled off straight back. And the count is 0-1. We start at 6:31. On this bright, sunny Wednesday night. The 0-1 is swung out and missed on a breaking ball, and it's quickly 0-2. Tonight's game time and temperature are presented by Jimmy Juice. When it's game time, it's Jimmy Juice time. Canned cocktails carbonated to perfection, dangerously good, and available your next trip here to FNB Field. 0-2 on the right-handed hitting Jet Williams, and the 0-2 pitch misses just outside, and the count is 1-2. That was a pretty good pitch, though. Nothing wrong with that, as the 1-2 is high and tight, and it knocks him down, and the helmet comes flying off. Well, it's 2-2. That'll wake you up if you weren't awake already. Reid Briniak, the manager of the Rumble Ponies, coming down from the third base coach's box, but Jet Williams was down on his back, and now he's back up in the batter's box. Conley, a long look in as he winds and deals. Breaking ball is high, and now it's a full count, so he was ahead 0-2, going right after him, and now it is 3-2. The windup, and here's the 3-2, and it's a ground ball foul along the third baseline. No wind really to speak of. The leaves are rustling a little bit. Another 3-2, and that one misses, and it's a leadoff walk after being 0-2. Now Jet Williams with 18 stolen bases. Pretty good bet he's going at some point. Talked about this last week. The Senators have been walking the leadoff batters, the top hitter in the order, a lot the last few weeks. Williams goes. The pitch is taken. The throw to second, and it's not in time. The pitch was a strike. Stolen base number 19. He had a running start to second base. The throw by Romero made it close. But after the walk, it's a double. The walk and stolen base. No balls and a strike on Morabito. 288, three home runs, 31 RBIs, was 2-for-5 last night. The 0-1, line to right, along the line, and it's a base hit. Into the corner, around third and heading home is Williams. On his way to second with a double is Morabito, and it's 1-0 Binghamton. Morabito's second double of the series, and he has driven in all four runs to this point that the Rumble Ponies have scored, but the leadoff walk started everything. And now here is Ryan Clifford. Clifford hitting 240 with 12 home runs, 38 RBIs. Left-handed batter Conley deals, and the pitch misses outside. 1-0. Big lead at second base for Morabito, who has 23 stolen bases and certainly will take off if the Senators don't pay attention. Now they throw back to second, but the throw is high, and back in safely is Morabito. Clifford tied for the league lead in home runs with the 12. Fifth in the league in RBIs. Fastball in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Ethan Gorsak is the home plate umpire.
One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Just underway, top of the first inning. Runner at second and a run in. Runner goes. Big jump. Throw to third. Not in time. The pitch was a ball, and it's the second stolen base of the inning for the Rumble Ponies. And it's two balls and a strike on Ryan Clifford. Infield comes in the first inning for the Senators. Conley delivers high, and now it's three balls and a strike. Nick LaRusso is on deck. See that there's still traffic coming on the island, so be patient. You'll get into the ballpark for the ball game on this wet-nosed Wednesday. The 3-1 is a check swing, and it's a strike on appeal. 3-2, that pitch, 93-mile-an-hour fastball off the plate outside. Three balls, two strikes. And the 3-2 is a big bouncer into the left field for a base hit. With the infield in, that one snuck through just out of the reach of Seaver King at shortstop. And Binghamton has an early 2-0 lead. Three batters into the game. Started with an 0-2 count on Jet Williams. Bryce Conley came out throwing well, but then he walked him. A double along the right field line. A couple of stolen bases, a single, 2-0, nobody out. And here is Nick LaRusso hitting .263, two home runs, 26 runs driven in as a breaking ball is in for a high strike, 0-1. Those stolen bases, by the way, the 95th and 96th on the season for the Rumble Ponies as a team. 0-1. Turning a throw to first and back in standing up is Ryan Clifford, who, by the way, is not much of a threat to go. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch ripped foul down the third baseline. A breaking ball that was up and in. And the count is 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Conley sets, Clifford leads, and the pitch is swung on and missed at a fastball on the outside part of the plate, and there is one out. So one out, and here is DeAndre Smith, right-handed batter, went 2-for-4 last night. Hitting .261, three home runs, and 14 runs driven in. Over at third, Paul DeJong is even with the bag. Middle infield back. First pitch, fastball away, one ball and no strikes. Shadow from the light standard, nearest home plate on the first base side. Just in front of the mound right now. And stretching across the diamond to beyond third base. The 1-0 is hit in the air to left field. Should be an easy play for Philip Glasser, moving to his left. Makes the catch, and there are two outs. And with two outs, here is Kevin Parada. Parada hitting .222, eight home runs and 22 runs driven in. 1-for-3 with a run in the game last night. Wet Nose Wednesday, so lots of doggies. Conley ready and deals. Breaking ball up and in. One ball and no strikes. One and oh. Clifford with the lead at first base. Staley holding him there as the 1-0 pitch is a check swing, but it's a strike. And it's 1-1. The set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Maybe a foul tip into the glove of Max Romero. And the count is 1-2. Bryce was originally selected by the Athletics in the 22nd round of the 2017 draft. He was actually scouted and signed as the runner goes. It's a check swing, but I think it's strike three, and it is. So after three reach, three in a row retired. There are two runs on two hits, no errors, and a man left. We played a half inning. It's Binghamton 2 and the Senators coming to bat on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400 presented by Ashley Home Store. Two nothing Binghamton, bottom of the first inning. Jack Winninger out on the mound. Seaver King at the plate. Winninger into the windup, and the first pitch is lined into center field. Morabito retreating, and he makes the catch. One away. That ball was hit 105 miles an hour. So a first pitch hard hit, but there is one out. And with one out, here is Philip Glasser. Glasser with three hits in last night's game. He is average at 300, a home run, and 14 runs driven in. First pitch, a good fastball at 95 in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Winninger, hometown of Cary, Illinois, went to the University of Illinois. The 0-1 is low when he turns his back on home plate. One ball and one strike. Sixth round selection back in 2022. The 1-1, a swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and in, and the count is 1-2. 2-0 Binghamton. They scored first last night. Scoring a run in the third inning for the Senators, scored three in the bottom of the third. A windup, and here's the 1-2, and it's the same pitch, a breaking ball. This one in the dirt. Glasser does not offer at it. And the count is two balls and two strikes. Two and two. The right-hander kicks and deals, and there is a swing and a miss at a changeup, and there are two outs. In 2023, Winninger was a second team All Big Ten. Here's Paul DeYoung, went 1-for-3 last night in his first rehab game with the Senators, as the first pitch is low for a ball, and it's 1-0. He began his collegiate career at Murray State for the Racers. Pitched one season. The 1-0 pitch, is a fastball low and inside, 2-0. Carlos De La Cruz waits on deck. Two balls and no strikes. Wind up, and here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. 2-1. Oscar Salazar is in the third base coach's box for the Senators. The windup, and here is the 2-1 offering, and it misses inside. Delano DeShields in the first base coach's box. Three balls and one strike. A full windup and the 3-1, and that one is hit high in the air to left and deep and way out of here. Out to the rally galley. 107 miles an hour and an estimated 395 feet. A home run, home run, and it's a 2-1 game. That had a loud sound. Could hear that on the radio broadcast with the mic that we have down there. That pitch was down and in. And DeYoung went down to get it, and he just rocketed it. Two outs, and here is Carlos De La Cruz, and the fastball at 95 is in for a strike. De La Cruz, 222, six home runs and 30 runs driven in. Wind up and the 0-1, fastball low. He'll appeal to see whether he went too far with his swing. He did not. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2-1. Shadows from the roof creeping out to the home plate area. That light standard making its way towards the pitching rubber. The windup and the 2-1, a swing and a miss at a breaking ball, 2-2. Maybe a straight changeup. But the ballpark is sunbathed right now. And a good crowd here on this Wednesday night. The windup and the 2-2 is fouled off the net on the protective netting on the first base side. Another foul ball into that protective netting. Presented by SENM Solutions, experts in cyber and national security. 2-1 Rumble Ponies were in the bottom of the first inning. The windup and now the 2-2. Breaking ball low, full count 3-2. Carlos 6'8 in that right-handed batter's box. Points his left foot inward as he waits, and the pitch is grounded fair down the third baseline past the third baseman LaRusso. Turning first on his way to second base as De La Cruz is there standing up with a double. So with two outs, the Senators have the tying run in scoring position as Carlos De La Cruz doubles for the ninth time this year. Is good speed and is in scoring position. And it's a quick visit to the mound by Dan McKinney, the pitching coach. Jack Winninger retired the first two batters. And then Paul DeYoung hit a 3-1 fastball. I think out off the building between the Senators team store and the rally galley. Seeing Jet Williams out there with Carlos De La Cruz chatting. Pictures on the internet of Aaron Judge and Jose Altuve. It's not quite that exaggerated, but both Wyatt Young and Jet Williams in their mid-fives, 5'6", 5'7", something like that. So here's Murphy Staley with an RBI opportunity at second base. Winninger sets, Staley awaits, and the first pitch is a fastball that's a strike, and it's 0-1, 95 miles an hour. Staley hitting .337, 5 home runs and 16 runs driven in. .001, the 0-1, swing and a miss on a breaking ball away, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes. Staley wanders out of the right-handed batter's box and now is back in. Did not take time out. Winninger sets, the lead at second by De La Cruz. And the 0-2 is another breaking ball down and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. One and two. That was the 21st pitch of the frame for Jack Winninger. Right-hander sets, De La Cruz with the lead at second base, one ball, two strikes, and the pitch. Down and in the dirt, bounces away from the catcher. O'Neill throws to third wide, and on the wild pitch, De La Cruz is down there, 90 feet away on the 2-2 count. That throw was wide to the foul territory side by a full stride of third base. LaRusso, it was an easy catch, but that throw was really ill-warranted. There was no chance to get De La Cruz on that play. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Staley waits. And the pitch is high, and it's now 3-2 with Joe Naranjo waiting on deck. Winninger sets, holds. And the 3-2, breaking ball outside, ball four. That was not particularly close. So Staley works a walk. The Senators have now had three consecutive base runners with two outs. And there is action out in the bullpen for the Rumble Ponies. I think it's Luis Moreno loosening up out there. Here is Joe Naranjo. Naranjo hitting .222. Couple of home runs and 22 runs driven in. He went 0 for 4 in the game last night. First pitch is in for a strike, a straight changeup. Seaver King began the inning by hitting a ball 105 miles an hour, the first pitch of the bottom of the first, but right at the center fielder Morabito. 0-1. The 0-1, fastball up and away at 96 miles an hour. One ball and one strike. Moreno out in the bullpen now throwing harder. One ball, one strike. Staley not a huge threat to go, but you never know. Here's the pitch, and it swung out and missed. A changeup. And the count is 1-2 on Joe Naranjo. First and third, two outs and a run in. Two runs for Binghamton in the top of the first. We've had another long first inning like last night. One ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 is high. De La Cruz started down the line from third. I'm not sure what happened there. I think he thought Staley was going. Maybe that was called and Staley stopped. With De La Cruz's reaction, that makes me think he was anticipating a throw. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 swing and a miss as Naranjo goes after a fastball that he is well behind. But there is a run on two hits. No errors, two left. We have played one, and it's 2-1 Binghamton on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Shimmering was from the green. His kick and shoot very well.
Top half of the second inning. It is a 2-1 game. Bryce Conley out on the mound, surveying the situation. Alex Ramirez standing in. Right-handed batter in the windup in the first pitch is a big swing and a foul ball at the plate, and the count is 0-1. Ramirez hitting 219 with a home run and 13 driven in, 0-4 in the game last night. The 0-1 is up and in, one ball and one strike. Connolly has missed with a couple of pitches up there. He got one up and in to Jet Williams. The windup and the 1-1 pitch, breaking ball that's a strike and a good curveball. Outside part of the plate, and the count is 1-2. Windup and the 1-2, breaking ball hit off the end of the bat, foul. Nationals and the Rockies were in a weather delay, although it wasn't raining. There was expected storms, and they were holding off starting. They have dropped 10 straight, including the last five, to the Marlins and the Rockies. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss as he really pulled the string on a curveball. That's three strikeouts for Conley, and there is one away. Lots of news coming out today and quotes that Mike Rizzo saying that Dave Martinez is his guy and nobody's in trouble. A lot of times over the years when somebody says that, then they're in trouble. I don't think he's in trouble as the pitch misses low, one ball and no strikes. The windup and the 1-0, and that is a towering pop-up. King the shortstop and DeYoung the third baseman, and it is the third baseman DeYoung to make the catch. Two away. Sometimes in the situation the Nationals are in, where, okay, your record was good, but due to circumstances, you bring up more young guys, and now you lose some games because, well, they're young guys. You might have to take two steps back before you can take the four steps forward.
Yeah, and I think there's also something to be said that these sorts of losing streaks happen.
First pitch to Wyatt Young is fouled off straight back. 262, a home run, 9 RBIs, left-handed batter.
You don't want them to happen, but they've happened to all the great managers, certainly, and all the managers in between. So I don't think you can just string a guy up because of a rough patch.
The 0-1 is a swing and a miss. He pulled the string on a changeup, and the count is 0-2. No balls and two strikes, two outs, top of the second, 2-1, Binghamton. The windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 4, and it is a PPL Electric Utilities energy efficient 1-2-3 inning. Visit savewithppl.com to learn how you can be energy efficient too. 2-1, Binghamton into the bottom of the second on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400 presented by Ashley Home Store.
Are you guys ready? Set, go. All right, let's do it.
Caden Wallace leads off, bottom of the second inning. Jack Winninger on the mound, winds and delivers a fastball that's fouled off, and it catches the catcher, O'Neill, Matt O'Neill, and count is 0-1. Erie won earlier today in a rain-shortened game, 14-0. They scored on a couple of long touchdown drives, made the extra point. Defense played strong game today, and they shut out the Chesapeake Bay Sox, so they put some pressure on the Rubber Ducks tonight, who are in Portland. So at this exact moment, they lead the Rubber Ducks by a full game. A year ago this week that we were doing lots of scoreboard watching. The 0-1 is lined into right field, and it is caught by Smith coming on, and he almost, he went into a slide, as it turns out, to make the catch. I think he almost came in too far.
Yeah, that ball was a hot shot, 102 off the bat, but hung up. And yeah, nearly overran it.
And it turns into a really nice catch, but I don't know that he needed to come in as many steps as he did. He would have just made that catch. So here is Max Romero Jr., 250 average with four home runs, 26 RBIs, and the first pitch. Big overhand fastball at 97 miles an hour, and the count is 0-1. Winninger, 6-3 with a 2.93 ERA in 12 games, all starts. 74 strikeouts in 61 and a third innings before starting play tonight. Fastball strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Binghamton with two in the top of the first. The Senators with one in the bottom of the first. The windup and the 0-2 pitch is high, and it's 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, low and inside, and it's 2-2. The windup and the 2-2 is a check swing on a pitch up, and it's a full count, 3-2. Waiting on deck is Jared McKenzie, the ninth place hitter. Final week of the first half, and it's a week, a little measuring stick week for the Senators, as a swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and in. Third strikeout for Winninger, and with two outs, here's Jared McKenzie. Wind up, and the pitch to McKenzie is grounded sharply, but right at the shortstop, Williams, and he makes the play to first in time for the out. 1-2-3 inning, but two balls hit really hard. We head to the top of the third. 2-1 Binghamton on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Homestore.
All right, guys, we're back down here on the third baseline.
Top half of the third inning in a 2-1 game. And now to tell you about the action, here is Frankie Bernowski.
Well, thank you, Terry. Each side one time through the lineup, so each starter making his second trip through. Each guy with an easy 1-2-3 second inning after longer first innings for both Conley and Wenninger. So right-hander Conley out for his third inning of work, facing here Jett Williams, the right-hand batting shortstop, who walked his first time up, came around to score the first run of the ball game. He's reached safely in 5 of 6 plate appearances this series. And here takes the ball outside, 1-0. Batting 305. Eastern League Player of the Week last week. The 1-0, a swing and a miss, laid on a fastball up and in at 90 miles an hour. A ball and a strike. And what's turned into a rather nice evening? The 1-1 is popped up, right side foul territory towards the Senators dugout. Murphy Staley jogging in from first base, and he makes a backhanded catch after slightly overrunning that pop-up, but he makes the catch for out number one. 7 in a row retired by Conley. So here's Nick Morabito, right-hand batter. RBI double and a run scored his first time up, 3 for 6 in the series. Scoreboard reads 85 degrees, blue skies, and wispy white clouds above us. Conley, from the first base side of the rubber, steps into the windup and deals. A first pitch that's grounded sharply past DeYoung and into left field. Morabito rounding first on his way to second as Glasser picks it up and throws it in, but he's in there standing with a one-out double. Couple of doubles for Morabito, who had a double in last night's game. With all his speed out in scoring position for Ryan Clifford, the left-hand hitting first baseman. Clifford with a base hit his first time up, drove in Morabito for the second run of that inning. We had lots of rain on and off the day today, as I'm sure anyone listening in Central PA had as well, varying degrees of strength. The first pitch to Clifford misses outside at 91. It's 1-0. Including up until 5:15, 5 o'clock or so, we're in the clear. Or at least so they say. The next pitch misses inside. 2-0. After playing the entire game, well, but maybe a half inning or the whole first inning in rain last night, and fairly moderate rain throughout most of that time, as the 2-0 misses inside and low. He's fallen behind Clifford, 3-0. And then pop-up storms and thunderstorms on and off today. Hey, that's the summertime. That's what happens. The 3-0. Inside for 4. The double and then a 4-pitch walk now have men on first and second with one out. It's 2-1 Binghamton, top of the third. Nick LaRusso digging into the right-handed batter's box. LaRusso's had a tough start to the series. 0-for-4 last night, 0-for-1 today, and all strikeouts. A righty-righty matchup. Morabito at second, Clifford at first, as Conley comes set in the stretch, glances back to second. Now deals home. A pitch that's lined out to left center field, and it splits the gap for a base hit with McKenzie coming over to pick it up. But Morabito scores with ease on the LaRusso RBI single, and the Rumble Ponies lead 3-1 in the third. Clifford up to second. Conley had retired 7 batters in a row before that Morabito double, the walk, and now a single. First and second, still only one out for DeAndre Smith, right-hand batter. Flied out to left field first time, and here takes a fastball strike on the inside at 91. It's 0-1. Humble Ponies scored some late runs last night trying to come back into the game. before the Sens closed it out, but everybody in this lineup can produce. And here's a ground ball left side in and out of the glove of the diving DeYoung. Picked up by King at short. He makes an off-balance throw to first, not in time. And now the bases are loaded with one out. Credit to DeYoung quickly diving to his left, though, and potentially saving a run. Clifford holding at third, LaRusso to second, and Smith on first. Four straight one-out base runners. And so the entire infield converges on the mound to slow things down for Conley before facing Kevin Parada. And not necessarily being spanked around here either. The Morabito double, his speed, pretty much anything along the line in the outfield or in the gap is going to be a double for him, but that was not hit overly hard. He walked Clifford. LaRusso with a soft line drive into left center field, and then Smith with a ground ball base hit, an infield hit. So bases loaded, one out, and Kevin Parada, right-hand batter, ducks out of the way of a high and inside fastball, 1-0. Parada struck out swinging his first time up, batting .220 on the year. Does have 8 home runs and 22 RBIs. The 1-0. Breaking ball outside, and he goes around on an attempted check swing. 1-1. Curveball way out there at 79, and the home plate umpire called the swing. Different Rumble Ponies uniforms than last night. The red pullover jerseys that said Bing on the front. These just say Rumble. Navy blue. The 1-1 is a chase and a miss at another low and away breaking ball at 79 miles an hour. 1-2. Big strikeout opportunity here. Relax the situation a little bit. Bases loaded, one out. 1-2. Another breaking ball outside and low, but he spits at that one to even the count. 2-2. Bottom third of the order on deck. 2-2. Outside, 3-2. Missing the low outside corner with a fastball to run the count full. Nowhere to put him. One run already home in the inning. Rumble Ponies leading 3-1 in the third. Conley kicks and throws. A breaking ball, swing and a miss for strike three and out number two. A slider just off the outside edge for Conley's fifth strikeout, and a big one here. Bases remain loaded with two outs for Alex Ramirez, a speedy right-hand batter. Conley struck him out first time up. Pitch to him, breaking ball outside, 1-0. Binghamton already with three runs on five hits. Three hits and a walk in this inning. The 1-0. Fastball hit into the air out to left center field. It's deep. Glasser giving chase out in the gap, and he makes the catch on the run for out number three. But the Rumble Ponies do score another run on three hits. No errors. They leave the bases loaded. To the last of the third, it's the Rumble Ponies 3 and the Senators 1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store. Last of the third inning from FNB Field on City Island in Harrisburg. Frankie Verdowski and Terry Bodrum with you. Thanks for joining us, making this part of your Wednesday evening. Rumble Ponies leading the Senators 3-1. Right-hander Jack Wenninger out for a third inning of work. Facing the top of the Sens order, first with Seaver King, right-hand batter. Into the windup, the pitch to him. An off-speed delivery for a high strike at 84. A slider, nothing and one. King smoked a ball his first time up. First pitch he saw, but lined it right to the center fielder, Morabito. The 0-1 is fouled at the plate. Quickly, nothing and two. Wenninger has retired the last four Senators in a row, including needing only nine pitches to retire the side in the second. The 0-2. Fastball fouled back end to the left on the ground, holding nothing and two. Wenninger's windup is quick. He steps to his left. They're all short motions that he makes. Once he steps into the windup, he's just about already kicking and coming home. The pitch, fastball swinging and a foul tip back into the mitt for strike three and the first out late. On a 94-mile-an-hour heater, Wenninger's fourth strikeout. With the bases empty, here's Philip Glasser digging into the left-handed box. 3-1 Binghamton, bottom three. Good game for Philip at the plate last night, though he struck out swinging his first time up tonight, 0-for-1. Pitch. A strike on the outside at 84, slider. Nothing and one. Glasser had a hit in his first three at-bats last night as he swings and misses at a high fastball, nothing at two. Here now, Wenninger is coming right at guys, and that fastball is getting on Sens hitters quickly. Got ahead of King quickly, 0-2, now Glasser 0-2. He steps into the windup and the pitch. Fastball defensively spanked foul left side. Holding nothing and two. That was a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Mostly been seeing about 94. Really reared back to try and blow it by Glasser. Base is empty, one out. Another 0-2. Big curveball that's fouled down at the plate. Holding nothing and two. 81 miles an hour. Top to bottom break. Paul DeYoung waiting on deck. Another 0-2. Taken for strike three, called, and change up on the low inside corner, and that's out number two. Six in a row set down by the right-hander Wenninger. 3-1 Binghamton, bottom three. Nobody on, two outs. DeYoung, his last time up, blasted a home run beyond the Ollie's cheap seats out in left field. First pitch to him here. Fastball strike right down the middle at 97. It's nothing and one. About 400 feet out there to left. 0-1. A swing and a miss and a changeup at the knees. Nothing and two. Wenninger getting 0-2 on each batter in this half inning. Major leaguer steps back in. He's ready to go. The 0-2. Fastball high out of the zone at 97. A ball and two strikes. Carlos De La Cruz would be next. Carlos with a double. His first time up. 1-2. Swing and a miss on a fastball inside for strike three in the third out, as Wenninger strikes out the side in order in the third. On to the fourth. It's the Rumble Ponies 3 and the Senators 1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store. Fourth inning on the island. Senators trailing the Rumble Ponies 3-1. Right-hander Bryce Conley out for his fourth inning of work, facing 8-9-1 in the Rumble Ponies order. First, Matt O'Neill, right-hand batted catcher. And the pitch, curveball strike, it's nothing and one. O'Neill popped out to Paul DeYoung on the edge of the infield, his first time up. The 0-1. Fastball bounced to short. Two hops for King. Takes his time to throw on to first in time. Out number one. Here's Wyatt Young making his way to the left-handed batter's box. He struck out swinging his first time up. Young did not play in last night's game. Conley could use another quick and easy inning after the Rumble Ponies sent seven men to the plate in the third, scoring a run. The pitch to Young. Fastball lifted into the air out to left field. Almost right where Glasser was playing in medium depth. Camps underneath and makes the catch. Two away. Two outs on just three pitches. It's 3-1 Binghamton, top four. Bases empty, two outs for Jet Williams. 0-1 with a walk and a run scored. Righty-righty matchup, the pitch. A fastball strike at the top of the zone at 90 miles an hour, nothing and one. Good use of Paul McCartney for the walk-up music, a Jet there. Not that he chose, but he might not listen to that stuff anyway. But that's a good song, Jet. The 0-1, spiked in the dirt, 1-1. Good night at the ballpark tonight. 1-1. Stays high with a breaking ball that just slipped out of the hand. It's 2-1. Good crowd on hand for a Wednesday. It's turned into a nice night. The 2-1 fouled straight back. 2-2. As we talk all the time, nowhere better to be than the ballpark. You just hear the chatter of the crowd. Tonight we got a bunch of doggos here. Wet Nose Wednesday. 2-2. Fastball high and inside at 92. It's 3-2. In danger of putting the speedy Williams aboard with two outs. Working quickly, the payoff pitch. Fastball fouled back. Came at him right down the middle and had a piece of it. Have a hot dog and a beverage, maybe some peanuts. Another 3-2. Again, spoiled foul. Fouling it straight back over the overhang. holding 3-2. Next pitch will be the eighth of the at-bat. As Williams uses his timeout. Nick Morabito, who is 2-for-2 with a couple of doubles, would be next. 3 balls and 2 strikes. He deals. A swing and a miss on a high fastball for strike 3, and the third out, another PPL Electric Utilities energy efficient 1-2-3 inning. Visit savewithppl.com to learn how you can be energy efficient too. On to the last of the fourth, it's the Rumble Ponies 3 and the Senators 1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store. Last of the fourth inning, Senators trail the Rumble Ponies 3-1. FNB Field in Harrisburg. Right-hander Jack Wenninger out for a fourth inning, facing first Carlos De La Cruz, right-hand batter. And he swings at a fastball, lifting it out to right field, not deep. Smith over to his right, ranges and makes the one-hand catch for out number one. And the last eight in a row retired by Wenninger. He's been working quickly, throwing strikes. Nobody on. Here's Murphy Staley, right-hand batter. Murphy drew a walk his first time up after falling down in the count. Pitch to him. Fastball high out of the zone at 96. It's 1-0. Staley batting 337, and now this is 25th game with the Sens. So it's becoming a much larger sample size. The 1-0 breaking ball outside, 2-0. 5 home runs in that time. Just one off the team lead. 2-0. High out of the zone. Well high. 3-0. Staley is the last man to have reached against Wenninger. The 3-0. Fastball taking all the way. It's a strike on the inner third at 95. 3-1. Quick turnaround ahead of tomorrow, a 12 noon start between these two clubs. The 3-1, fastball, that's a strike on the low outside corner at 95, 3-2. Always good to have some weekday baseball to dodge out of the office or listen to us in the office, at least do that. The payoff pitch, foul back, a fastball on the outer third. You'll get in less trouble with your boss that way. Now, if they walk by your cubicle and maybe catch you with the radio going or some earbuds in, well, that's a conversation to be had, but it's certainly better than the alternative of not being there. Another 3-2 is low for ball four. So he's walked Staley both times, and the Sens have a one-out base runner in the fourth, trailing by two. Here's Joe Naranjo, left-hand batter with one on and one out.
Be a shame to get a stomach ache about 11:15 tomorrow morning.
Yes, exactly. Get a stomach ache at 11:15 or so and
come on over here and have two or three hot dogs. And then you might have an actual one.
Yeah. Better than being at work, though. Here's the pitch to Naranjo. It misses inside, 1-0. Joe struck out swinging his first time up. But all those afternoon games are nice because we do have a lot of businesses and corporate offices that treat their folks out to a nice afternoon at the ballpark. 1-0. Inside, 2-0. Whether it be a picnic or up in a suite or just a big block of tickets. That's a good office that does that. 2-0 to Naranjo. Lifted into the air out to right field. Smith, several strides to his right into the gap. He angles and makes the catch, and Staley retreats to first. Two away. 3-1 Binghamton, bottom four. Staley over there at first. Here's Caden Wallace trying to keep the line moving here in the fourth. He lined out to the right fielder Smith on a well-struck ball. Smith charged hard in on and made the catch. So Caden 0-for-1. The pitch. Off-speed delivery just missing the outside edge at 84 with a slider. 1-0. Wallace came into the game late last night in the sixth inning for Paul DeYoung and had a sack fly in his first trip to the plate. Pitch outside, 2-0. Romero would be next should Wallace reach here. Looking to see Caden get on a hot stretch here. The 2-0. Fastball misses outside at 94, 3-0. Wenninger, after cruising along, had retired 8 in a row. Walked Staley, got Naranjo after falling behind, and now behind Wallace, 3-0. The pitch, fastball, that's a strike on the low outside corner at 94, 3-1. This hour ball game is just over an hour old here. Right-hander glances over to first before he brings the hands together, belt high, and deals. A fastball strike on the outside at 94 to run the count full, 3-2. Looked like a pretty okay pitch on our pitch tracker, but Caden had taken a couple of strides towards first base with hopes he had drawn a walk. So Staley will have the head start at first, 3-2, two outs. Wallace will have to defend. There's a big hole on the right side of the infield with Young, the second baseman, playing up the middle, and Clifford holding on the runner at first. Here's a throw over to first, but Staley did not have a big lead and gets back safely. Small lead again. Right-hander ready. There goes Staley, the 3-2. A swing and a miss on a low and an outside changeup for Wenninger's seventh strikeout and out number three. On to the fifth. It's the Rumble Ponies 3 and the Senators 1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store. Fifth inning on the island. Rumble Ponies leading the Senators 3-1. Back on the mound is Bryce Conley. Back for the action. Here's Terry Byram.
Frankie, wouldn't it be great to have a Major League broadcaster step in and do a rehab here with us?
It'd be cool.
Take over the game, do five or six innings, and we just fill in, and we can learn from that guy as the windup in the first pitch misses up and in to Nick Morabito, and it's 1-0. Like, why doesn't that happen? Guy gets a sore throat,
yeah.
And he needs to do a few innings before he goes back. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Morabito has two doubles today, and he had a run-scoring double in the game last night. So three doubles in the series. The 1-1 offering is a ground ball off the end of the bat to third. DeYoung has it. He throws on to first, one away. Now you have these guys that are on the injured list. They come here, and it gives the minor league players an opportunity to watch. It isn't so much what happens in the game. They get an opportunity to watch how they go about their business during the day.
Yeah, because the game itself, you know, these guys, of course, want to perform well. And DeYoung's certainly happy about his home run, but the results don't matter so much.
Here is Ryan Clifford, the windup in the first pitch, a breaking ball fouled off, and it's 0-1.
They're just trying to get back into the day-to-day and regular game speed. And, yeah, all these young guys get to see how they make it happen each day.
I think it'd be fascinating to have a guy in here watching how they go about and
yes.
fill out their scorebook and get all ready. As a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Wind up, and here's the 0-2. Fastball, strike three called to Sherwin Williams. Paint the corner. Called third strike, seventh strikeout for Bryce Conley. Two down, 3-1 Binghamton in the top of the fifth inning. And here is Nick LaRusso. He has an RBI single and a strikeout. I think usually, as the first pitch is a ground ball down the third baseline foul, and the count is 0-1. I think in the big leagues, the radio broadcasters and the TV guys, for that matter, it doesn't really make any difference. Get to the ballpark about 3 hours early, 3.5 hours. But they're probably doing stuff that day, a little bit anyway, to get ready.
That's about what we do on the road. Three or four hours.
Timeout taken at the plate by LaRusso. That's about right. Well, depends where we're at and whether I need to ride one of the buses trips and can't get there on my own as the pitch misses. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 lined on a hop, backhanded in shallow left field by Seaver King, and the throw is wide, and it pulls Staley off the bag, and that should be a hit. And it is, and here is DeAndre Smith.
It would have needed somebody like Freddie Freeman or Carlos De La Cruz playing first base to hold on that one.
Well, I think a left-handed guy would have had a better shot. There's a pitch back to the screen to DeAndre Smith. It's one ball and no strikes, and down to second base is LaRusso on a wild pitch. One ball, no strikes. That hit for LaRusso, the sixth of the game for the Rumble Ponies. Conley deals, and the fastball in for a strike, and it's 1-1. You're a Mets fan and a Howie Rose guy. Wouldn't you like to just...
Oh, my gosh.
Just tail him for, you know, say for a night game from like 2 o'clock on just to see what he,
yes.
what he does and how he goes about it. The 1-1 is lined back up the middle and out of the reach of Wallace and into center field. LaRusso is heading home. The throw is cut off. He scores standing up. DeAndre Smith a single, and the wild pitch and base hit creates a run. And it's now 4-1, Rumble Ponies. I thought Caden Wallace had a shot at that, but that ball was hit more up the middle than it looked like from here off the bat. So with two outs and nobody on, it was a quick inning until that single, and now Kevin Parada turning a throw over to first base, and Smith dives back in. Rumble Ponies haven't lost two or more games in a row in over a month as the pitch misses. One ball and no strikes. May 11th through 13th. And they were on May 14th, 19 and 15. Runner goes, breaking ball high. Throw to second base is into center field. And on his way to third base is Smith. And the throw there is not in time. So another stolen base and an error. And it's 2-0 on Parada in this inning, threatening to get away from the Senators after there were two outs and nobody on base.
Yeah, it's paramount to keep this to just the one run.
Mentioned yesterday, the Rumble Ponies have scored 30 fewer runs than the Senators have. They are pretty close in hitting. The Rumble Ponies 249 to the Senators 242. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and it is 2-1. Two balls and one strike. The 2-1 strike called on the outside part of the plate, 2-2. Conley, the right-hander, sets, and the 2-2 breaking ball wide, and it's a full count, 3-2. He has thrown 81 pitches in this one with two outs in the top of the fifth inning, and 4-1 Binghamton. And the pitch is popped up, foul, and out of play off to the right. Remains three balls, two strikes. Akron leading Portland in the sixth inning, 2-0. Portland does not have a hit yet up at Hadlock Field.
Rubber Ducks have won four straight, I believe.
Yes, four in a row.
Trying to leapfrog.
Erie has already won today 14-0. So Akron needs a win to keep pace. They've been on a two-week road trip to the Northeast and been playing great. 3-2, fouled off straight back. You think you go up there, and it's such a long trip that, but I think maybe what happens when you go on that two-week trip, and I'm not suggesting it's a vacation, you're going there to work and play baseball, but you just settle in, you know you're gone 2 weeks.
You just go out there and play.
And you're not going far between the cities. 3-2, breaking ball, strike three called. Strikeout number eight. Third time Parada has struck out, and it's another Sherwin Williams called third strike. But there is a run on two hits. There's also an error and a man left. We head to the bottom of the fourth. We're halfway home, and it's 4-1. Binghamton on top on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Give me things.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, Max Romero Jr. to lead off against Jack Winninger in the first pitch. Big swing and a miss on a fastball, 0-1. Well, Paul DeYoung is here. Mason Thompson is here from the Nationals. Two guys here on rehab, and I'm sure they bought steak and lobster and like they do all the time on rehab as the pitch is a ball, 1-1. I mean, that's what happens. Rehabbers come, they buy great meals. I say, why not a banana split bar? I'm just so disappointed. Wind up in the 1-1 pitch, and that is hit high in the air to center field. Easy play for Morabito. Nearly in his tracks, makes the catch, one away. I mean, come on, you can get a steak anytime.
What do you think Delino would say about that? Don't you think he wants his guys eating well? Eating better than...
There's a banana. You can have crushed pineapple. Strawberries. Strawberries are healthy.
Yeah, fair enough.
Here's Jared McKenzie. Bounced to shortstop his first time up. Wind up in the first pitch to McKenzie, and he fouls it off out of play. Ice cream has dairy in it.
Yeah. That's true. You are hitting several parts of the food pyramid.
Nuts. You can put nuts on it. Nuts are great for you. I'm just not sure where we're miscommunicating here as the pitch is bounced towards first. Up with it there is Clifford. Underhand toss to Winninger at the bag in time. Two away. Back to the top of the order in Seaver King.
I mean, I agree. It would be great. It just doesn't seem entirely
practical.
Well,
we had a coffee truck last year with sweet treats.
That's true.
Could you just imagine going back there and saying, oh, I'd like a banana split with these ice creams and three bananas instead of just one? Lots of whipped cream because it's being made like you want. Here's the first pitch to Seaver King, and it's a check swing, foul ball, and the count is 0-1. I go places and I say all that, and they just look at me like I'm crazy.
What, like ballparks or
nah,
actual
like
ice
cream places? Yeah.
Three,
I go in and
three bananas.
Yeah, more bananas. And makes it healthier. The 0-1 is high. One ball, one strike. The more bananas, the more healthy.
That's true. You are increasing the health ratio of it.
Potassium, right? Isn't that what's in bananas?
Yep.
Potassium. Yeah. One ball, one strike, two outs. The windup and the 1-1. Swing and a miss at a good fastball down. Two, and it's 1-2.
It'll help you not cramp up.
Right. I had a banana with my cereal this morning. Some blueberries on my cereal. Combination, if you really want to know. I know you just asked me off the air. What did you have for breakfast? Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Well, inning's over. Eight strikeouts for Jack Winninger. It's a 1-2-3 inning. The Senators do not have a hit since Carlos De La Cruz's double in the first inning. We go to the sixth, and it's 4-1 Binghamton on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Presented by Ashley Home Store. Top half of the sixth inning, it's 4-1. So I had a combination of grape nuts, shredded wheat, and this stuff called Uncle Sam cereal with some nuts, those berries.
That's a full cereal.
Bananas. Well, it's just a little of each. Yeah. Yeah. There's some defensive changes, and there's a Daffler call to the bullpen, another Major League rehab who didn't get a banana split bar. And Frankie can tell you all about everything.
Well, it's Mason Thompson here as Paul DeYoung comes out of the game. So one major leaguer for another as the right-hander is ready against Alex Ramirez, right-hand batter, who takes a ball just off the outside 1-0. It's 4-1, the Rumble Ponies lead over the Senators here in the sixth. So Caden Wallace, he shifts over to third base. The 1-0, fastball outside, 2-0. And Viandel Pena comes on for DeYoung, so he has the third spot in the batting order and is playing second base. Thompson kicks and throws a fastball strike on the outside. At 94, it's 2-1. Mason Thompson trying to make the long road back to the big leagues as the next pitch is a wave and a miss at a breaking ball. Good one. 2-2. Quickly coming ready from the first base side of the rubber, a high glove set, and the 2-2 swing and a miss for the ninth Senators strikeout. And a fool with a cutter or a slider out number one in the sixth. So Bryce Conley, he goes five innings, seven hits, four runs. He walked two and struck out eight. Thompson last pitching for the Nationals in 2023, appearing in 51 games then. And here throws a strike on the low outside corner, a slider at 84, nothing and one. Scoreboard still reads 85 degrees as we approach the 8 o'clock hour. Still a good amount of sunshine left as the 0-1 is lined softly out into right center field and dumps in for a hit. Matt O'Neill, the right-hand batter, quickly turns around first before the ball is fired into the infield. He'll keep it to a single with one out. 4-1 Rumble Ponies top six. One on, one out, and here's the nine place batter, Wyatt Young, in the left-handed box. 25-year-old from Honolulu. He is 0-2 today. O'Neill leads from first. Thompson kicks and throws. A fastball low and in, 1-0. So Mason Thompson in the Senators' 20 years of affiliation with the Nationals in their 20 years of existence. Mason Thompson is Major League rehabber number 101. 1-0. Breaking ball strike right down the middle at 85. It's 1-1. We were talking about that last night with Paul DeYoung becoming number 100. And that is atypical for double A squads to get so many Major League rehabbers. The 1-1 fastball, sliced foul left side into the protective netting, which is presented by SEM Solutions, experts in cyber and national security. But there have been some huge rehabs here as well over the years. Consider Bryce Harper stopping back by, Steven Strasburg, Yvonne Rodriguez. 1-2 is high out of the zone, 2-2. Terry, I would have to imagine, with the exception of when guys like Strasburg and Harper first came up, that rehab night involving Pudge and Steven Strasburg, that had to be one of the more exciting nights you've had.
Oh, yeah.
As the 2-2 is just nicked foul. Holding 2-2.
Well, they clinched the division that night. And they nearly no-hit Portland. Strasburg had, I think he had a no-hitter going, and a guy tried to bunt for Portland. I don't remember who it was now. Left-handed hitter. Next time up, he buzzed him.
The 2-2. Fastball outside at 95. Didn't miss by much. Runs the count full.
By then it was like 7-0, and he was just bunting to erase the no-hitter. And that did not make him happy.
How long did Strasburg pitch that night? Do you remember?
I think it was seven innings. We'd have to look it up, but I think it was seven.
Payoff pitch. Breaking ball. Sliced foul. Looping down the left field line with Wallace chasing, and it lands just foul in shallow left field by just a couple of feet. Threw the bat out at a backdoor slider and looped it out to shallow left, but it just tailed foul. And then post game that night, it was the Cowboy Monkey Rodeo. Yeah. That was part of the hubbub.
Yeah. Yep, I think that was the first time that they had been here, maybe the second time.
O'Neill leads from first. Thompson ready with another 3-2. He kicks and throws a fastball high out of the zone for ball four. And so Binghamton has first and second with one out. Rumble Ponies leading the Sens 4-1 in the sixth. Back to the top of the Rumble Ponies order with Jet Williams. Williams is 0-2 with a walk as Max Romero heads out to the mound with Thompson and Seaver King jogging in from short. Well, the Cowboy Monkey Rodeo, a little monkeys riding around on dogs?
Collies.
On collies chasing
goats.
Goats around.
In the outfield.
In the outfield. One of the biggest crowds we've ever had on the island.
That was the biggest.
First pitch to the right-hand batter, misses low and away, 1-0.
I think that crowd is the largest crowd for a baseball game. I know in the years past there were concerts out here. I have no idea if they ever had 9,000 people for a concert out here or not, since I wasn't here then.
Packed like sardines. The 1-0 fastball lifted into the air into shallow right towards the line. De La Cruz coming on as the infield goes out. It's Fiondo Pena, the second baseman, in shallow right field towards the line, who makes the catch, two away. The runners hold first and second.
Well, there was no space on any of the boardwalk that night, anywhere in the ballpark. It was pretty much shoulder to shoulder standing everywhere.
Yeah, at that figure, that's some 2,500, 3,000 standing room tickets.
Yes.
Binghamton leading the Sens by three. Two on, two out. Here's Nick Morabito, right-hand batter. Pitch to him. Breaking ball, chopped lightly up the third baseline where Wallace fields right next to the bag and then taps it with his right foot for out number three. So Thompson works around the one-out trouble. We head to the last of the sixth and hold the Rumble Ponies 4 and the Senators 1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Homestore. Last of the sixth inning in Harrisburg, Senators trail the Rumble Ponies 4-1. Right-hander Jack Wenninger out for a sixth inning of work. First facing here, left-hand batting Philip Glasser. The pitch to him is bounced up the first baseline, foul. Nothing at one. Glasser's 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. Terry mentioned last inning, the Senators' last hit came back in the first. Well, they only have two hits against this talented right-hander. Paul DeYoung's two-out homer in the first, which was followed by a Carlos De La Cruz double. And since then, only a couple of walks drawn from Murphy Staley. As the 0-1 is sliced off the fists, foul down the left field line, nothing and two.
Well, this is really a blueprint game for what the Rumble Ponies have done for the last 5 weeks. They're not winning games 10-2 like Erie. They're not rolling through. I mean, they have a better record, but they don't have nearly the run differential that Erie has.
Just a lot of really talented arms. The 0-2 to Glasser's in the dirt, 1-2. The best staff ERA in the Eastern League. And plenty of talented bats as well. Last pitch was Wenninger's 80th of the evening. The right-hander standing tall on the rubber into the windup, the 1-2. Grounded foul right side.
Well, I think what's interesting is if you really wanted to dig into the numbers, the difference in the ERA between these two teams and the difference in the two teams' runs scored, they're not that far apart.
Yeah.
It's actually the run differential is.
Rumble Ponies coming into today were plus 60, Sens were plus 18.
So 42 runs, one about one a game overall.
1-2 comes in and hits him in the top of the back. And Phillip looks all right, but he's going to have first base here as the leadoff man. Well, you'll take the bruise to get on base, especially after being down in the count. So Glasser on, nobody out. And up for the first time tonight is Viandel Pena, switch hitter batting left. Just came on in the top of the inning for Paul DeYoung.
You have to wonder if the Rumble Ponies had 10 or 15 runs less of a run difference and the Senators had 10 or 15 more, where the teams would be at, you know? It's a game of inches.
It is indeed, as the first pitch misses inside, 1-0. Now you could say that the Senators' run differential is a bit inflated from that Richmond series here.
Yes.
In which they were, I don't know, plus 30-something that week, or high 20s. The 1-0 is low and in, 2-0, because they were plus 27 after just the first two games of that series, or maybe plus 28.
Well, to be fair, last week they beat Binghamton beat Richmond 11-0. So there's 11.
Yeah, well. And the Flying Squirrels have had some, lots of big, big losses. Worst record in the Eastern League. It was a conference between O'Neill, the catcher, and Wenninger on the mound there briefly.
Senators go to Binghamton in late July into early August. Be interesting to see what the roster for Binghamton will look like then.
Have to think somewhat different. 2-0 to Pena, misses low, a fastball at 93. It's 3-0. A right-hander, Luis Moreno, has been warming for the Rumble Ponies. As Wenninger hit Glasser and now has thrown three straight out of the zone to Pena. The pitch, fastball, strike on the inner third at 94. Four runs, eight hits, no errors for the Rumble Ponies. One run, two hits, one error for the Senators. The 3-1. Inside for ball four. And the Sens have men on first and second. Nobody out. Glasser on second. Pena on first. As now a Daffler call to the bullpen. Reed Brignac is out. So Sens trail by three, bottom six, but have two on and nobody out. and a new pitcher when we come back on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store. Last of the sixth inning from FNB Field on City Island in Harrisburg. Frankie Vernowski and Terry Byram with you. Rumble Ponies leading the Senators 4-1, but the Senators have met on first and second, nobody out. Daffler call to the bullpen brings on right-handed throwing Luis Moreno. Here facing right-hand batting Carlos De La Cruz, who with one big swing could tie the game. Moreno, high glove set, deals a pitch way outside, 1-0. He's a 26-year-old from the Dominican Republic, standing 5'8", 170 on the mound, making his 19th appearance for the Rumble Ponies this year. He is 5-1 with a 3.55 ERA. The 1-0. Off-speed delivery cracked hard on the ground up the middle, but fielded by the shortstop Williams, who flips to second for one, and the throw on to first is in plenty of time, with Glasser going to third on the 6-4-3 double play. 1-0-2 off of De La Cruz's bat, but Williams was shaded up the middle there. So Murphy Staley now to the right-handed box to try and at least get one run in. Righty-righty matchup. Staley, two plate appearances, two walks. Moreno deals a ball up and away at 87. 1-0, working out of a compact and quick windup with just the man at third base. Stands with his chest pointed to the third base dugout. And the pitch, a swing and a miss on a slider at 85, just above the knees, 1-1. Makes a small step to begin the windup and then crunches up on the leg kick, bringing the whole body together. And the pitch, a swing and a miss, got him to chase a slider off the outside at 86, and he runs ahead of Staley, a ball and two strikes. Glasser leads from third. He's not held on. 1-2. Outside and low. Couldn't get him to chase that slider outside, and it's 2-2. Joe Naranjo would be next. Outside. 3-2. That one was well outside. Running the count full after he was ahead of Staley, 1-2. 4-1 Rumble Ponies, bottom six. Longer hold from Moreno. And steps off with time called by the catcher O'Neill in just 1 second left on the pitch clock. The payoff pitch. just nicked foul, and then gets a bit of O'Neill behind the plate before rolling off to the Binghamton dugout. A good slider right on the outside corner that Staley just nicked foul to keep the battle going. Home plate umpire Ethan Gorsak gives the catcher O'Neill a few extra moments to recover from that nick somewhere on the arm, I think. Another 3-2. High out of the zone for ball four. After the double play, Moreno walks Staley, who has drawn a walk all three times to the plate. So the Sens have men on first and third with two outs for Joe Naranjo, left-hand batter. Joe is 0 for 2. He has struck out and flied out to right. Now stepping in. 220 hitter, two homers, 22 RBIs. Does seem key for the Sens to at least get that man in from third. Glasser standing over there. Pitch to Naranjo. A strike on the outside at 86. A cutter snapping back over the outside. Nothing and one. Joe 0 for 6 in the series to start so far. 0-1. High end away. Staley got a little bit bigger lead there. Don't know if this is a spot where you try the double steal, where you send Staley and trying to get him caught in a rundown for enough time for Glasser to score from third. 1-1 is fouled back. Came at him with a fastball on the inside at 93. 1-2 now. Naranjo needs to defend. Caden Wallace waits on deck. Infield has Naranjo to pull. Williams is playing as far up the middle as he's permitted to. Outfield has him shaded the opposite way. There's a lot of space down the right field line. 1-2, breaking ball, spoiled foul off to the left. And on top of the ongoing construction zone, the Senators clubhouse, third base side. Backdoor breaking ball, that one. Moreno comes set. Another 1-2. Inside, well inside at 93 is Naranjo. Threw the legs out of the way. Avoid getting hit on the knee or thigh, and it's 2-2. First and third, two outs. Right-hander ready. The 2-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball up in the zone for strike three and the third out. Sens get a man to third but leave him there. We head on to the seventh. It's the Rumble Ponies 4 and the Senators 1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400 presented by Ashley Homestore.
Yeah.
Seventh inning on the island. Sends trail the Rumble Ponies 4-1. Daffler called to the bullpen to tell you about that. The action, here's Terry.
Thank you very much, Frankie. Mason Thompson goes one inning in his rehab appearance. Faces five batters, allows a hit, walks a batter, strikes out a batter. Dustin Sines is on, and Ryan Clifford is at the plate. And the first pitch is low. 4-1, Binghamton. Senators have had opportunities, even though not many, they have had some. As the 1-0 misses, two balls and no strikes. Binghamton 5-for-10 with runners in scoring position. The Senators are hitless in three trips. Now it's 2-0, and the 2-0 is a ground ball sharply hit through the hole on the right side into right field for a base hit. Clifford's second hit of the night. And the Rumble Ponies, ninth hit. Here is Nick LaRusso. He has two hits and three trips. Left-handed, Dustin Sines delivers. And that one is lined into the alleyway in right center field. Nobody's out there. Jared McKenzie chasing after it as that ball rolls onto the warning track. Clifford all the way from first scoring, standing up and stopping at second base with a double is LaRusso. And it's a 5-1 game. LaRusso with his 17th double and 27th RBI. And here is DeAndre Smith. Sines bent over at the waist as he looks in. Looks back to second base and delivers. And it's a strike going one. No balls in one strike. The 0-1 is fouled off out of play off to the right, off the roof, and right back down to Mariano Duncan, the first base coach's box. Oh and 2. Signs a long look and the 0-2. Lined on a short hop to King at short. Made a nice pickup. The throw wide at first, but Staley keeps his foot on the bag. And there's one away. Holding at second is LaRusso. Nice backhanded pickup by Seaver King on the short hop. Here's Kevin Parada. He's 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. 5-1. The Rumble Ponies on top. Signs ready and deals, and the pitch is swung out and missed, and it's 0-1. Slider up. 86 miles an hour. You can see into the Senators' dugout if you're watching on MILB TV. You can see Delano DeShields sitting there at the end of the bench. The 0-1. Fouled off out of play off to the right into the luxury suite level. Don't think that got anybody, and it's 0-2. Rigo Beltran is behind Kevin Parada. I think Oscar Salazar's in that corner as well. Didn't see Jeff Livesia. Not sure where he's at in the dugout. A huge jump for LaRusso, and he steals third base on a pitch low. And now it's 1-2. He was halfway to third before Sines delivered the pitch. And now the infield comes in. The pitch is popped up, foul, and out of play off to the right. Riley Cornelio. Oh, there's Jeff Livesey. If you're watching on MILB TV, Riley Cornelio there as well. I think he's tomorrow night's starter, charting. Used to chart in the stands and have to use the radar gun. Don't need to do that anymore. There's a change. 1-2 is lined towards shallow left, coming on his Glasser, and he has to play it on a hop. It's a broken bat single to left. LaRusso scores. Parada with a hit and an RBI. Two more runs in. 6-1, Binghamton. Three hits in the inning off of Dustin Sines. 11 in the game for the Rumble Ponies. Alex Ramirez, right-handed batter, stands in, and the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Parada the lead at first base, Sines deals, and that pitch is lined into the alleyway in right center field. That's in for a hit. McKenzie plays that on a hop, but around to third is Parada. And Ramirez with a hit. Fourth hit of the inning for Binghamton. They have scored two, and they have two runners on. Here is Matt O'Neill. And out in front of the plate is Max Romero going through signs. O'Neill with a hit in three trips. A left-handed thrower, sign sets and throws to first base, and diving back in is Ramirez, just ahead of the tag by Murphy Staley. One out, two runs in, two runners on base. The pitch misses high. The count is one ball and no strikes. 89-mile-an-hour fastball. One and oh. The 1-0 is a strike, and it's 1-1. 88-mile-an-hour fastball on the lower part of the strike zone, not over the plate. One ball, one strike, one out. Noon start tomorrow. Here's a high fly ball into fairly deep right, but playable. De La Cruz makes the catch. Tagging and scoring is Parada. Holding at first base, Ramirez. O'Neill with a sacrifice fly to right field. Three runs have scored here in the inning at Binghamton. Now leading 7-1. And here is Wyatt Young. Young is 0-for-2 with a walk. And the pitch in for a strike. 90-mile-an-hour fastball. The 0-1 pitch, a called strike two, a fastball on the outside part of the plate at 90. No balls, two strikes on Wyatt Young. Young is walked, struck out, and hit a fly ball to left. 0-2, and the pitch. Strike three called. It's a Sherwin Williams. Paint the corner, called third strike. Three runs on four hits, no errors, and a man left. We have a God Bless America, and we'll have Take Me Out to the Ball Game as well. So we'll take a 3-minute timeout and be back on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store. Bottom half of the seventh inning. It is 7-1. The Rebel Ponies leading the Senators in this game two of this six-game series to finish the first half. And then a nine-game road trip followed by a nine-game homestand before the midseason break. First offering to Caden Wallace from the right-hander Luis Marino misses, and it's one ball and no strikes. Wallace is 0-2. Moreno, the right-hander, winds and deals, and this pitch is bounced back up the middle. Diving stop by Young at second, throwing to first, and it's too late. Terrific play by the second baseman, Wyatt Young. Wallace just runs too well and beat it out. Here is Max Romero Jr. That's the first hit for the Senators since that double by De La Cruz back in the first. Romero's 0-2. Left-handed batter Moreno deals, and that pitch is rolled off of his foot. Foul towards the second base position. Wyatt Young has to come up to pick it up. See Don Neidig there with the towel underneath his left arm on MILB TV with Philip Glasser. Trainers always have that towel wrapped underneath their left arm or right arm. Never asked Don why they do that. I think always to be ready as the pitch misses and it's 1-1. Well, I travel with a banana split bowl, so I understand being ready. One ball, one strike. Though 1-1 is outside, 2-1. There he is back on the MILB TV with Rigo Beltran chatting. There's action for the Senators up in their bullpen. Not sure who that is right now. The 2-1 pitch is in for a strike, a breaking ball, 2-2. Waiting on deck is Jared McKenzie. Moreno ready and delivers. And that pitch misses up and away, 3-2. Nationals were delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed. Though I think now they have either, well, they are in the top of the first inning now. That game has finally started at 8:31. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball that was ball four. One out, and here is Jared McKenzie. McKenzie has bounced to shortstop and bounced to first base. Including Mitchell Parker, I think six former Senators in the lineup for the Nationals tonight as the first offering is fouled off. Now they have had more in the past, but James Wood, Luis Garcia, Brady House, Dalen Lyle, Jacob Young, and Mitchell Parker. That's six, five out of the nine, including the DH. No former Senators on the bench. The 0-1 is bunted foul. That pitch was likely a ball. McKenzie not happy at all with himself, and now he's down 0-2. No balls, two strikes. One out, leadoff single. Caden Wallace over at first base. And a breaking ball called, strike three, two outs, two strikeouts in a row. And with two down and a man on, here is Seaver King. King tonight 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts. This is a terrific double-A pitching staff. First offering is lined to right for a base hit. Wallace is around second, and he is on his way to third. The throw to second base is taken by Wyatt Young. King stops at first, and around to third is Wallace, and there are two on and two out. Glasser is 0 for 2, and he has been hit by a pitch. Binghamton has the sixth best ERA as the pitch to Glasser is fouled off at the plate. They have the sixth best ERA among all full season teams. Hudson Valley, Birmingham, Akron, Erie, and West Michigan. And if you take just double A, it's Birmingham, Akron, and Erie. The pitch to Glasser is low. Senators are they're ranked ninth out of the AA pitching staffs in ERA. One ball, one strike on Glasser. Runners are at first and third with two outs. Moreno, the right-hander, delivers, and that pitch is lined, and it's a base hit along the left field line. And that one is spinning away from the left fielder Ramirez. Deep into the left field corner, Wallace scores, and all the way from first standing up is Seaver King. And it's a 7-3 lead for Binghamton, the two-run double for Philip Glasser. RBIs 15 and 16. Now that ball hit the grass, and with the spin on it, it hit the grass and just took off. That ball would have rolled maybe another 50 feet if there would have been nothing stopping it. That adds some topspin rolling away. Here is Viondel Pena, switch hitter to bat left-handed. He walked his first time up, coming in for Paul DeYoung the sixth inning. So Glasser at second, and the pitch, swing and a miss. Had a breaking ball down, and the count is 0-1. Well, it's last night's score, only in reverse, 7-3. The Senators trailing instead of leading. The 0-1 strike, 0-2. Shows how big all those runs were in the top of the inning, and the fact that the Senators didn't score in the sixth when they had two on and nobody out. 0-2 on Pena. And the 0-2 is pulled on the ground foul. Viondel was off to a horribly slow start and then heated up for about 2.5 weeks. And then since then, things have not gone well at the plate for him. Looking to heat back up again. Currently, he is hitting 182. He's down on the count 0-2. Moreno looks back to second and deals. Ground ball up the middle, but there is Williams, the shortstop, who makes the play to first base, and that finishes off the inning. But the Senators do score two runs on three hits, no errors, and they strand a man. We head to the eighth, and it's now 7-3. Binghamton on top on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Thank you.
Top half of the eighth inning, the Senators with a couple of runs in the bottom of the seventh make things a little interesting. It's 7-3 Binghamton. Daffler called to the bullpen to tell you about the action, and the new pitcher here is Frankie Vernowski. But before we get there, Frankie,
yeah.
I do not see that there's any ice cream here between us.
Boy.
Nobody brought us any.
I know, yeah. Well, sometimes you ask and you receive. Sometimes we just get blown off. We can't expect something every time. Here's right-handed throwing Eric Mejia on against right-hand batting Jet Williams. The first pitch is outside, 1-0.
I mean, I guess we can't. Well, expect it.
Yeah, we'd just be disappointed
yeah.
even more.
Yeah.
1-0 is tapped foul left side, 1-1. It's 7-3, the Rumble Ponies lead here in the eighth, as Mejia comes on for Dustin Sines, who through the seventh inning allowed four hits and three runs. Mejia set and deals a ball up out of the zone, 2-1. It's Eric's 13th appearance with the Senators. No record, a 3.86 ERA. 2-1. Fouled back. 2-2. Williams is 0-3. Did walk and score a run back in the first. But mostly limiting him in this game after he reached base four times last night. Mejia ready. And the pitch. Cracked on a line out to left field and down for a base hit with Glasser chasing to his right. Williams rounds first on his way to second as Phillips' throw comes all the way to second. The tag, he's out! Out on a head first dive. Mark that 7-4. Perfectly placed one hop throw from Philip Glasser to nail the speedy runner Williams at second. Pena quickly got that tag around. Close play. So Williams gets the base hit, but nothing further. Base is empty, one out for Nick Morabito, right-hand batter, who takes a ball just missing off the low outside corner. A slider, it's 1-0. Morabito, 2-for-4, couple of doubles, a couple of runs. Here chops a pitch up the third baseline, foul, 1-1. In all, 7 runs on 13 hits and no errors for the Rumble Ponies. 3 runs on 5 hits and an error for the Senators. Binghamton had 10 hits in last night's game as well. Next pitch is lifted into the air out to right field. Not deep. De La Cruz ranges to his right. Now makes the one-hand catch. 2 away. 7-3, Binghamton leads. Base is empty. 2 outs. Top 8, and here's Ryan Clifford, left-hand batter. He's had a good game at the plate, 2-for-3 with a walk, an RBI, and a run scored. Mejia brings the hands together at the chest and deals a strike above the knees over the inside at 89. It's nothing and one. The 0-1. Just off the low inside corner, missing with a fastball. A ball and a strike. Senators will have 4-5-6 due up in the bottom of the inning. That starts with Carlos De La Cruz. As the next pitch misses low, 2 balls and a strike. Lots of power from this left-hand batter, Ryan Clifford. 12 home runs on the season. One of the top-ranked Mets prospects. 2-1, fastball chopped on the right side of the infield. 2 big bouncing hops for Pena, who fields and throws to first in time for the third out. And what ends up being a PPL Electric Utilities energy efficient 1-2-3 inning. We head to the last of the eighth. It's the Rumble Ponies 7 and the Senators 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store. Last of the eighth inning from FNB Field on City Island in Harrisburg on this warm and lovely Wednesday night. Rumble Ponies leading the Senators 7-3. Dafler called to the bullpen, right-handed throwing Anthony Nunez on for Binghamton. And right-hand batting Carlos De La Cruz first to face him. He takes a fastball out of the zone. It's 1-0. Nunez making his 13th appearance for the Rumble Ponies. No record, a 3.38 ERA. The 1-0. That's a strike on the inside at 93. It's 1-1. De La Cruz is 1-for-3. Doubled back in the first. Senators with 3 runs on 5 hits. The 1-1. Off-speed delivery swings and misses at on the outside. 1-2. Binghamton scored 2 in the first. Harrisburg answered with 1 in the bottom of the first. But then the Rumble Ponies added 1 in the third, 1 in the fifth, and 3 in the seventh. And the 1-2 is low and away, 2-2. Senators answered the 3 in the seventh with 2 of their own in the bottom of the seventh, but here trailing by 4. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase low and away at a cutter. That's the Rumble Ponies' 12th strikeout, out number 1 in the 8th. With the bases empty, here's Murphy Staley. Staley, 3 walks. And 0-for-0 on the ledger so far. Nunez ready from the first base side of the rubber, kicks and throws. Cutter tapped foul at 90 miles an hour. It's nothing and 1. Lots of movement on that cut fastball. He holds the ball in his right hand with it dangling, looking in. Now brings the hands together, exhales, and deals. A breaking ball low and away. Staley checks his swing on appeal. A ball and a strike. Set at the midsection, the 1-1. In the dirt. Tried another slider there, and it's now 2 balls and a strike. Joe Naranjo on deck, Caden Wallace beyond him. The 2-1. High out of the zone, 3-1. Well, Rumble Ponies just cannot find the strike zone against Murphy Staley. Behind him here, 3-1. He's already walked 3 times. The 3-1. Fastball bounced on the left side. Backhanded by the third baseman, LaRusso makes a long throw to first in time, beating Staley by a step. 2 away. 7-3, Rumble Ponies. Last of the 8th inning. Base is empty and 2 outs for the Sens. And here's left-hand batting Joe Naranjo. Joe is 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts, 0-for-7 in the series. Long look in from Nunez, now ready. And deals a high strike at 86. It's nothing and 1, a changeup. Looks like Eric Mejia will be back out for the 9th inning. No one's been warming out for the Sens. The 0-1, high and away, a ball and a strike. So Luis Moreno for Binghamton, he goes 2 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. The 1-1 misses just off the low outside corner at 86, another changeup, 2 balls and a strike. Right-hander ready, the 2-1. swing and a miss, a big swing at that, on a cutter riding in off the plate to even the count. Two balls and two strikes. Sends in danger of going 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the eighth. Leaning in now, ready. The 2-2. Swing and a miss and a pitch in the dirt. It gets away from O'Neill. He has to run back towards the backstop, and he has no throw to first. Now, he's claiming that Naranjo was maybe out of the base path, and I didn't see that at all. Joe reaches on the wild pitch. Well, you take him any way you can get him. That's the 13th strikeout for Rumble Ponies pitching, but it does get a man to first with two outs for Caden Wallace, right-hand batter. Caden singled and scored his last time up, 1-for-3 tonight. Nunez kicks and throws. A swing and a miss on a cutter on the outside at 89. It's nothing and one. Well, you score another run here in this inning, you never know what happens in the ninth. At least draw another run closer if the Sens can get some two-out momentum. The 0-1. Taken for strike two. On the inside at 89, quickly nothing and two. Wallace needing to defend. Romero would be next if Caden can keep the line moving. Senators could certainly use a long ball. Do have a home run in the game, Paul DeYoung. A long solo homer back in the first. The 0-2 to Wallace. Hit off the end of the bat up the middle of the infield. A diving stop made by Williams. A backhand flip to second. It's in time. A fabulous play by Jet Williams to rob Wallace of a hit and end the inning. We head on to the ninth and hold the Rumble Ponies 7, the Senators 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Homestore. On to the ninth inning in Harrisburg. The Rumble Ponies leading the Senators 7-3. Back for the action. Here's Terry Byram.
Frankie, I'm going to put you on the spot right now.
Okay.
Oof. Who do you think are, we can talk about this. We have a full inning. Who are the 10 best players in the big leagues right now, you think? Nick LaRusso stands in. Eric Mejia ready. LaRusso is 3-for-4 in the first pitch, misses outside. So you'd say Ohtani.
And Judge.
Ohtani and Judge.
And I think you could put a pitcher or two in there. A Tarek Skubal I would put in there.
The 1-0 pitch in for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Bobby Witt Jr.
Is Mookie Betts in that conversation?
I think so, sir.
The 1-1 pitch. misses 2-1.
Frankly, I was thinking of whether I would say Mookie Betts or Freddie Freeman, actually.
Rafael Devers.
Yeah,
I think he put in there, right?
He could be up there.
Two balls and a strike. The 2-1 pitch is popped up, foul, and out of play. 2-2. Just so that we help with the names, see if I can figure out how to search this. As a swing and a miss at a good fastball, and there is one out. Just to give us a better idea about some of the players. Pete Crow Armstrong is
he's really had a fabulous start.
Pena with Houston. Cal Raleigh has done really well this year.
Cal Raleigh could break the record for home runs by a catcher this season.
DeAndre Smith fouls the first pitch off, and it's 0-1. The guys that we came up with, some of them, Judge, Skubal, Betts, Devers, they all played here.
Oh, yeah.
The 0-1 is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2, meaning they all came through here. James Wood might be in that list or might be in that conversation.
Soon enough, at least.
Oh and two. The 0-2 pitch is outside, 1-2.
Pete Alonso's had a tremendous, I don't know that I'd put him in the top 10, but he's had a tremendous start to the year. Another
Eastern leaguer. Yeah, he came through here. One ball, two strikes, one out. You just think about over the years, the Major League affiliates as the fastball misses 2-2. Just when you have the Yankees and the Red Sox, I mean, right off the bat, because of their past in the past 20 years, 25 years, the success that the Red Sox and Yankees have had, swing and a miss at a high fastball, a couple of strikeouts, and they're two away here in the ninth, 7-3 Binghamton. It's pretty incredible. The players that have been through here. Two down, nobody on.
It's a rich league.
It is. First pitch, swing and a miss.
Well, he's just blowing them by him in this inning. Vlad Guerrero Jr.
There's a bouncer foul, and the count quickly is 0-2. We didn't see him, but Paul Skeens in the league. Logan Webb saw him. Luis Severino, of course. Jake Irvin, who is with the Nationals, just looking at a list of names. I'm sure Zach Wheeler was in the league. I don't remember exactly when, as the 0-2 misses outside 1-2. Would have been with the Giants.
Yeah.
A lot.
I can't remember where Wheeler was when he was traded for Carlos Beltran, whether he
1-2 misses 2-2.
Whether he would have played here for Richmond or Binghamton.
Two balls and two strikes. Robbie Ray, who's won a Cy Young, and he pitched for the Senators back in 2013. The 2-2 swing and a miss. And it is a PPL Electric Utilities 1-2-3 inning, all on strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 7-3 Binghamton on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store. Daffler caught to the bullpen, and it's Douglas Orellana for the Rumble Ponies, a right-hander. So Orellana out on the mound. Anthony Nunez went one inning and had a couple of strikeouts. Faced four batters, and that was it. So Orellana out there, and it's Max Romero Jr. to see if he can get things started. The Senators down 7-3. Quick turnaround tomorrow, noon start time. First pitch is fouled off straight back on a good fastball, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike on Max Romero Jr. The 0-1, a breaking ball. And a good one in for a strike, and it's 0-2. Really exaggerated motion by Orellana. Little herky-jerky and then over the top. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 waved at and missed on a cutter or a breaking ball, one out. 14th time this evening the Senators have struck out. Here is Jared McKenzie. Left-handed batter waits. Orellana delivers, and the fastball low at 95. One ball and no strikes. Who's the best player you've seen here so far, do you think, in your time?
It's a good question.
The 1-0 pitch in for a strike, 1-1.
The player I was most blown away by was Grayson Rodriguez, who pitched only three innings and just blew everybody away. I think that would have been 2021, maybe.
The 1-1, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2.
But that's a tough question. The Colt Keith was so impressive to watch. I'm just thinking through some Bay Sox prospects that we saw that were all that several were stellar.
One ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 is pulled on the ground to first base. Clifford up with it. Takes it to the back. Two down here in the ninth inning in the top of the order. Seaver King, 7-3, Binghamton.
James Wood would certainly be up there.
Yeah.
I very well maybe my answer, actually. Just the sheer power he had and has is pretty well unmatched.
Yeah, he hit some balls here during games and also during batting practice that were pretty incredible.
Yeah.
First pitch to King is a ball 1-0.
There's one home run he hit out to right field in Bowie that's in my mind just because of how high it was. It just nobody hits the ball as high as he does.
He's still doing that. The 1-0 pitch misses, and it's two balls and no strikes. Scoreboard has 1-1, but it's 2-0.
Just so exciting to think about the player he's going to become. He's only going to get better.
The 2-0 is lined softly into right for a base hit. Seaver King with his second straight hit. The Senators aren't done yet. Here is Philip Glasser, who had a two-run double his last time up. Well, there's how good they are here, and oftentimes, even when they're good here, they're so much better once they get to the big leagues and settle in, and James Wood is certainly in that category. First offering to Glasser is high, and King goes down on defensive indifference. No stolen base. One ball and no strikes. Oriana ready in the 1-0. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball down. 1-1.
Stephen Kwan, he was playing well for Akron, and he's become a good big leaguer.
A lot of guys highly touted that as the pitch is a strike, that for various reasons didn't go on to the big leagues and do as much as everyone thought they would do. One and two, two down. Bottom of the ninth inning, 7-3 Binghamton. The Senators need a whole bunch of base runners. And the pitch to Glasser is rolled foul along the first baseline.
I'm trying to think of the most standout pitcher of the last several years.
When was Scooble in Erie?
18 or 19, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right. One ball and two strikes. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball at 96 to win the ball game. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left. Senators fall tonight 7-3. Binghamton returning the 7-3 score from last night. The Senators winning, but in this one tonight, kind of saw everything that Binghamton has done all season long. Some hits, some stolen bases, and a lot of strikeouts. Pitching and a lot of strong pitching.
Just a great capability to string together base runners and really make you pay by spraying the ball around the field in the gaps. A bunch of guys with great speed, which contributed. It helps when you have 13 hits. And then, yeah, firearms. I mean, Jack Weninger, the Senators get a run off of him in the first. He threw almost 30 pitches, and then, boy, he really settled into things.
He did really settle in. And then the Senators had a couple of base runners because of a hit batter and a walk in the sixth, and they put together some action in the seventh to score their two runs. Didn't have a whole lot of opportunities tonight to do much.
No, not to score beyond the three. You go back through the scorebook, you think, okay, maybe they ought to have gotten one more run in the sixth inning, but still nowhere near the pace the Rumble Ponies had tonight.
So the Senators fall 7-3. Frankie and I have a quick turnaround. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at 11:45 a.m. for the 12 noon first pitch. Frankie and I are wrapping things up, so stay tuned. Matthew Vargo taking you home from here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.